Well, let's not waste any more time going back in time, John.
Okay.
Let's start.
Let's go forward in time.
That's right. Let's press on to the future, which is almost now.
Is it now?
It is now. Future is now on this episode of Dining Co-op, motherfuckers.
That's the name of the episode.
He's gonna keep.
Future is now,
I'm never
motherfuckers.
Gonna be able to stop but saying that.
He's gonna keep doing it.
Hey, everybody. This is an episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. This is not the old podcast name. This is the new podcast name.
We'll just have you write it down 100 times and eventually
I need to say it more often.
Burn out the old one.
I'm just in that headspace rut of rock me, rock, rock.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I don't even catch it until, like, moments afterwards where I'm just like, wait, that's not the thing.
Mm-mm. That's not the thing, because this is Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show for BossBarrel.com,
Boss
like I already
Barrel
said.
Radio!
Oh, gosh.
Awesome.
Oh, gosh.
We need like a car horn noise. That's exactly what I needed. That's Ryan on the soundboard. And I got John here. I'm Griff. This is my voice. One day I'll figure out what the name of this podcast is. So we're here on the week of September 8, 2010, 9-8-10,
9-8-10,
9-8-10. Hey, did you guys celebrate 90210?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't know I was
the
supposed
second
to do.
Of September?
I didn't.
What were you supposed to celebrate?
You're supposed to just watch episodes of 90210.
Is that what you were supposed to do?
Yeah.
Did everybody do that?
Yeah.
It's like an internet.
You did that?
I watched the intro to 90210.
The intro.
Okay. I didn't watch the episodes.
That wasn't really celebrating.
I observed it. I didn't really celebrate it. You know, I was like hanging the flag out on Flag Day.
Interesting.
Hanging the flag out on Flag Day.
Yep. Interesting. Huh. Didn't even think about that.
In other news, you MRFers got me sick last week.
Well, it needs to happen. Now it's out of the way. Now you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I'm bringing a new virus to the table today.
Oh, is it tuberculosis?
Tuberculosis.
All right.
So, awesome. That's all right, though.
A little TB.
I got all my TB shots taken care of. So.
Do you want to have chicken nuggets in your lungs?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
Pretty positive that I don't want anything else in my lungs.
Not even...
I get enough green mucus in there.
What about Milk Duds?
In my lungs?
Yeah. And like Whoppers.
What?
I'll take some Whoppers.
Long Whoppers?
Maybe in my throat, but not my lungs.
Right.
In the lungs, dude? Those things
lung
just
Whopper?
Banging around.
Lungs are the new stomach.
Okay, that's
don't
how
you
I,
watch E?
That's how I digest things now. I get it down the other food hole.
Anyway... We got probably a lot, at least there's a lot of news to talk about, so let's jump into this shiznit. And talk about games we're playing.
Okay.
John.
Damn it.
You're on my left.
It's always me.
Ryan.
Yeah.
You go first.
I got nothing new other than last week, just finishing up some stuff.
Shit. It's
25 times experience on Gears and multiple times experience on Modern Warfare, so.
Any Transformers?
No. I haven't popped Transformers in just because I completely obliterated that game.
Well, you know when you're going to pop it in again when that new expansion comes out.
Probably.
Sneak peek at news.
Just saying.
There's probably a reason for you to put Transformers in again.
It's a coming.
Ah!
But we'll come back around.
Ah!
We'll come back around to that.
Oh, man. Now, honestly, I don't have anything. I played more Dead Rising, but we covered that last week pretty well. Dead Rising, 2 thumbs up for me.
Excellent.
Can't wait to get the multiplayer on that, actually.
You can't wait to play real Dead Rising 2?
Yes, that I look forward to doing.
John, you have differing opinions.
I have differing opinions from what you guys said last time, because I was finally really bored enough sitting around in my place, and I was like, hey,
$5?
I've got $5 sitting on my Xbox account.
Person would not buy this.
It's like, I'm losing money not doing this. So I downloaded Dead Rising 2 Case Zero. And I started playing that. And then about half an hour into playing that, I decided I didn't want to be doing that anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of how Dead Rising games go.
I made pretty much all the weapons I wanted to make. I got the moose head.
Moose helmet.
How would you know that?
Helmet, huh?
Yeah, how do you know you made all of
them?
Dude.
Honestly.
I don't know.
Did you get the electric rake?
Yep. Electric rake.
Half hour in?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really hard. I think that was hard to find.
I think it was.
A battery is not an easy thing to come across. Rakes, though.
Did you use a guide for it?
Huh?
Did you use a guide?
I was just doing a lot of dicking around, which apparently is how you play that game. But not how you play that. I don't know. It's weird.
The most worthless thing made in that, though, the air horn.
Yeah.
Don't know what that was there for.
It blows up zombies' heads.
Does it?
Yeah. I never got to do that. If you use it close to a zombie, it will rupture their cranium.
Well, I mean, it appears that zombies have weak craniums.
They're soft, dude. They're
soft
gooey.
Craniums. That's why you hit them in the head, because they're just like... It's like a child's head.
I feel
it's
like
still kind of soft.
The whole part of the whole zombie as a whole is pretty soft.
Right. I mean, it's probably
it's decaying flesh, you know.
Right. It's squishy bits.
Come on.
It's
like overly ripe fruit.
I think, to me, the most entertaining weapon was the horse stick, the child's toy that's like the horse head on a stick, and you're supposed to ride it around.
Uh-huh.
I never even tried that.
Oh yeah, the heavy on that, you just impale it through a zombie's like midsection, and then they kind of continue to like meander around, but they're like just like draining blood the whole time until they eventually just pass out from all the fun they're having. I tried to kill the zombie with, like, you and I apparently had this Griff, you and I did this whole thing where we tried to kill zombies, which is preposterous things that wouldn't kill.
Oh
zombies.
Yeah, we talked about
like
this.
Killing them with cards or poker chips or
rolled up
newspapers. Newspapers break before they kill zombies, but though they
cards
work,
do not.
It's cards do not.
Poker chips didn't work for me. I threw a lot of poker chips.
No, I killed them with a whole stack of chips.
Did you? Yeah. It took a whole stack.
I threw a whole stack.
One zombie?
No, like three.
Three of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I killed
spread on it, man.
Killed a zombie with a cactus. That was worthwhile, I suppose. I don't know.
Did you guys do the heavy thing with the pitchfork shotgun?
Yeah.
What?
That was pretty fun.
Did you not find the pitchfork shotgun?
Uh-uh. Oh. Well, I mean, I'm sure I could have.
You didn't find the pitchfork shotgun?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You probably didn't make it that far.
I think it's called
the
broomstick.
I got inside of the, I got into like the sheriff's office and acquired like
a shotgun,
but it did not occur to me to
attach that one with a pitchfork.
Pitchfork and.
Believe it or not, if you attach the shotgun to the pitchfork to make the shotgun pitchfork.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
And just guess what you could do with that.
Is it?
No.
No?
Yeah.
It's not like a spear gun at that point where it just fires the pitchfork. No?
It's sweet, but it's really wasteful.
It is, but it's awesome.
We'll talk more about no zombie massacring spoilers.
Okay.
We can talk about this
That's
later.
That's fine.
All right.
I don't know. Whatever. I guess, I don't know. Like, I killed some zombies. It was entertaining. The only thing that would really, like, make me want to get Dead Rising 2 is if the multiplayer, like, would be the multiplayer.
Gotcha.
Just, like, wanting to play that with other people in a more of a, like, fool-around kind of capacity. But, like, the thing that was a really big bummer to me was, like, the really low,
Brown note?
No.
Oh.
They're really low.
I like the brown note. Item inventory?
No, that too. Yes. That is one of the things that bugged me is like
health
I normally
bar.
Close. What is the damn word? Like your weapons break. What is the thing that I'm trying to say? The word.
Like the
flipping they have
resilience?
A thing. They have a thing where they weaken over time and then break, but there's a word for it and I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, fortitude.
Sure, something like that though.
Weapon structural integrity.
Yeah, sure.
Dexterity of weapon.
I'll keep
not
wanting
dexterity.
I keep wanting to say endurance, but that's
dexterity.
That's not.
It can be.
It can be.
Sure, okay. Why not? So I don't know. It's all
weapon
right.
Health.
It's the weapon's health would eventually deplete and break.
And it doesn't give. Well, it does. The weapon starts to blink red, but it's
right.
As
it gives you an indication.
Red, it's like, oh, it's done.
I just felt like they broke down too quickly.
Well, I think that if that is if you are having, if that is an issue for you with Dead Rising, then that is not a game for you, because
right.
I think that works perfectly in that universe, because if you had super powerful weapons or even more weapons that would, if you had weapons that would last longer, it would just, you would lose a lot of the tension. Well, you're now some superhuman dude just trucking through zombies.
And I agree with that. I understand, like,
that's, durability.
That's the word. Thank you. Durability.
That's what you're looking for. Lord,
yes.
You can find, that was the thing in Dead Rising 1. If you found like magazines, you can find like books, and the books will like give you boost to item durability. So you could find like a couple books and you'd keep them in your inventory, and then you would never lose weapon.
Right. Okay. And I did find some magazines when I was playing it that increased health, which I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But like, so I think that's dumb that you have to keep magazine in your inventory. Like, is Chuck that stupid? He's just going to forget this stuff unless he keeps it on him.
Well, I got news for you, John. It is a video game.
I'm just saying, like,
games, it's from Japan.
Games in which
it is
you,
a video game.
Hey, I'm just saying, games in which it's like, hey, if you find this magazine and you read it, like, it's like almost like if they made you keep those combo cards in your inventory to, like, make that weapon do better. It's just like, I get these combo cards and those don't take up any space. Why can't I just like use the magazine and then I don't have to hold on to the damn magazine?
Because that's how Dead Rising game is, dude. That's just how that game is.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying it's a bad game, because it seems fine. It's just like there are things going on there that
I mean, that's like saying, why can't I have my gun and my knife out in Resident Evil
4 or 5? Can't you? Well, why can't you walk and shoot at the same time?
That's how the game is, dude.
Because it's fucking weird.
It's a game from Japan, right. Therefore it is that way.
You can't do, it's a lot of blonde things going on there. You can't do this and that at the same time.
Yeah.
You can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time.
Anyway, that's enough about Dead Rising K-0. Dead Rising 2 K-0.
Okay.
I think if you don't like it, then you're not going to
like
it.
There's just parts of it that aggravated me.
I think it's going to do a lot better than the last Capcom game that I played.
Oh, okay, well, that's fair.
Lost Planet 2. Yeah.
Anyway, move on from Lost Planet 2.
Moving on with our lives. So the other thing I've been playing the hell out of is Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. Yo, that game is fun. I do like that game.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Is it fun? Is it?
Because
I don't know why to be excited. Like, I'm not certain why this game has interest.
I mean, it's not really a big game. It's not like it's like being touted as being a AAA title or anything. But it's just like,
seems like the character action, or seems like the Mafia 2 of character action games. Of open world sandboxing, but Spider-Man is to character action that Mafia 2 is to open world sandbox. Okay,
this one though, like, I mean, all the Spider-Mans for the longest stretch that I can remember have been that open world sandboxy thing, and this is really staged out. Like, go into big room, fight a bunch of dudes, go into other room, fight a bunch of dudes. And at first, I thought it was going to be a lot of that. And it is a little bit, but like every little chapter you're doing, no matter which Spider-Man you happen to be playing as, it's all of these really interesting set pieces in which you're chasing the boss that you're inevitably about to defeat in the stage. And you have like these two or three little mini fights with that person. And then you get your like final battle. Yeah. Like when I fought Sandman, like, this isn't really spoilers or anything, because it's just really interesting.
Sandman's in that game?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure since there are 12 chapters, you will fight pretty much every Spider-Man villain you would want to fight.
You fight Mysterio?
Mysterio will be the last boss.
That's awesome.
How do you know that?
Because he is the dude doing the stuff.
The dimensions.
Yep.
That's good. I like Mysterio.
I do too. He's awesome voice actor in this one too. Only person so far that I don't appreciate as a voice actor was Kraven. Because he sounds mad Russian in this. And I'm like, I think Kraven's more...
Do you fight Punisher?
No, but you'll fight Deadpool at some point. He's my next chapter that I gotta go do. So far, I mean, I don't really want to give away too much, but I mean, it's a short game. Vulture, Scorpion...
You don't need to talk about all the bosses.
I'm just saying.
I kind of want to hear about bosses.
Talk to him about it off the air.
Anyway, I'll at least say this much. Like, each one has a kind of interesting thing that each one kind of does. Sandman's in particular is really kind of cool. he makes this giant tornado appear.
Sand-nado?
Sand-nado. That's what we'll call it. And it's like destroying all the platforms and everything.
Oh, a sandstorm.
Yeah, a sandstorm.
Words.
And it's destroying all the platforms that you could be jumping on. So there's all this debris that's flying around, and you have like this quick zip that you can do to certain like attachment points, kind of like from Batman when you could jump from gargoyle to gargoyle. Mm-hmm. It just like highlights it and says you can go here. Mm-hmm. And so you're constantly like jumping on this debris as it's flying around, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool and fun to do. Slightly disorientating, but like once you get the knack of it, kind of like Bionic Commando, the new one, where it's a little disorientating, but once you get used to it, it's fun times. But each Spider-Man is different enough from each other that like each chapter is fun in its own right.
That's what I was wondering. Like, how does each Spider-Man really play? Like, is there enough of a difference? You said there is. Each one, like, I know Noir is like stealth Spider-Man, where you're just crawling around.
The thing that really bugs the hell out of me with Noir Spider-Man is Noir Spider-Man is, all of his levels are forced stealth. Like, mm-hmm. there will be parts of his levels where you'll have to beat up some dudes, but for the most part, it's like those stages in Batman where, yo, everybody in this room has guns, so don't let them see you or they'll kill you. Mm-hmm. But at least in like Batman, if a dude saw you and he like none of his other friends were with him, you could beat him up real quick, like if shit went down. But with Noir Spider-Man, he's very capable of beating people up. He just...
So it's bad stealth. It's like old Splinter Cell one stealth where you're like, great.
That's the thing.
I'll wait here for 15 minutes while this dude smokes and then wants to
drop down on him. Stealth games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like too forced. They don't give you the option to like be like...
too stealth.
It's just like, you know, all the games that do stealth right are like where the stealth is a little relaxed and it's like, oh, they saw you. Well, do you want to run away and hide or do you want to like just take that guy out? And in Noir Spider-Man, he just does not have that option.
You have to run away or start over.
Like, yeah, you have to run away or like he will die. Really, like bullets freaking hurt him.
No spider sense in the noir world, huh?
That's another thing that's a lot. Like, this game is kind of like Batman. Is every Spider-Man has spider sense, and spider sense is detective mode.
Okay.
But a better detective mode because not everything doesn't turn blue.
Wait, you said better?
I
don't know if Spider-Man's a better detective than Batman.
I'm not saying he's a better detective. I'm just saying
different universe, dude. It could totally be a better detective.
Right, it could be.
Is Batman a boss guy in Spider-Man?
Yep.
Dude, that would be insane.
Batman 2.
Oh, man.
Batman.
No, just Batman 2. The second Batman.
Still Michael Keaton.
Yep.
So, Noir Spider-Man is really, really cool when you're doing that right and you're taking down dudes without anybody seeing you. His animations for stealth taking down people, pretty awesome. In fact, most of the animations in that game are really done well. Amazing Spider-Man is really, really jumpy and agile. Like, he has all of his abilities are about just like jumping around on dudes and dodging dudes and beating
people
up.
Every time you say that, I'm thinking just like, Spider-Man is amazing.
Well, it's just that was the universe. There's and then Ultimate Spider-Man is
Ryan, why do you like Spider-Man?
Why do I like Spider-Man?
Why do you like Spider-Man?
Because he's amazing.
Good answer.
Ultimate Spider-Man has like a berserk mode that he can get, and like the more you beat up people, you get a berserker meter and you can use that to beat up dudes harder. And then my least favorite, 2099 Spider-Man.
Is your least favorite?
He's my least favorite just because he sounds like... his voice and his dialogue makes him sound really like, I'm Captain Hero. Like,
it's 2099, man. Maybe everybody talks that way.
I'm just saying.
Is he like...
You don't know.
Is he cyborg?
He talks... Is he a cyborg? Maybe. Weird. Like...
Cyborg, Spider-Man.
His stuff is so out
Cyberman.
There.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. His stuff is so crazy and out there.
Cyberman is something that's totally different, man.
The only thing I don't like about, or the only glaring issue with it so far, I mean, it handles well. There's not really a lot of like faults to it. The only thing that's really horrible about the game that's kind of annoying is that a lot of the phrases or things that'll be said repeat a lot. Like, a lot. Like, the last time I played as Spider-Man 2099, I heard him say, I heard him say, "Oh, that's good, I needed a shave," three times in a span of, like, 5 seconds.
Nice.
I'm like, and it's, I mean, it makes sense, because things are flying by him, and it's like, oh, it was a close shave, haha, jokes. But, like, that's the only thing he could say the entire time. Everything, like flew by him. I'm like, yep, you said the joke. We don't have to repeat it over and over and over again.
Sounds like something Spider-Man would say, though.
But, yeah,
like,
no.
Over and over and over. Like, just...
I needed a shave.
Some of the jokes, though...
Get it, Spider-Man. We get it.
Some of the jokes are really, really hilarious. Like, the first time you play as Ultimate Spider-Man is... Oh, God, that entire chapter is just hilarious. He's fighting an enemy who isn't wearing pants, and he continues to comment on the fact that he's pantsless the whole time, and it's actually pretty hilarious to me.
Is there anything there instead of pants?
He's just a very glowy enemy. Like, he shines really brightly, so kind of like Human Torch or the Silver Surfer. There's just like no need for pants. Huh. So
is it the Silver Surfer?
No, it's not. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good game. It also has issues where, like, I came across these enemies that were talking, and I wanted to listen to all of their dialogue, and it's pretty, you know, entertaining dialogue. But then after I dropped down from the ceiling and killed them, the dialogue kept looping. And I was like,
there's more people you needed to get rid of.
All right.
Those people weren't actually the apparently ones carrying the conversation. Yeah.
Apparently I wasn't looking at the right people. Those were the only two people in the room. I was just hearing stuff from the other room over.
It's your spider sense, man.
My mistake.
You're like hearing through the walls.
Right. That's my mistake. Oh, man. But I don't know. Other than that, really cool thing is that, like, as you beat up enemies, you get these spider essence points that you can do to, like, add attack combos and...
Use your web.
So you're telling me you can level.
Yeah, you can basically gain levels and stuff, but the way it also, like, you don't get a lot of them from beating up dudes. You get a lot of them from doing achievements within the game.
Like Bayonetta or Devil May Cry level up?
It's a lot like Bayonetta in that capacity, where it grades you on every chapter. And but it's more like what Lara Croft is doing, where it's like, do this so many times, or do this, and you'll have unlocked this, you know, this challenge that we have set in this particular chapter, and we'll give you this many bonus points. So that's kind of cool. And use those points to buy stuff. There's a bunch of costumes you can unlock in that game, too. I've already unlocked unlocked four of them. And I don't know if I want to unlock any more, because I already got the best one, which is, like, the Bombastic Bagman.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is either.
It gives you a biography of, like, where the suit comes from, but apparently Johnny Storm lends Spider-Man one of his extra suits, and he also wears a bag on his head at some point. So, and this was actually in a comic book, so
it's true.
So it happened.
All right,
it's really in a different dimension now.
Really happened.
It's canon. All
right. Right.
He wore a bag.
It was
on his head.
It was pretty funny looking, though.
So he was bag head.
Yeah.
Instead of web head, I get
Instead
it.
Instead of a web head.
Amazing!
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a game I have no desire to play.
It's really God of War.
This is what it sounds like.
You push some buttons.
It sounds like
a game I really do want to play.
It sounds like a comic book game. Now, this is granted, I haven't played it. But it seems
you said
like
a lot of the same stuff about Batman.
This is the wrong kind of superhero game.
And I'm not sitting there saying that these games should be put on par with each other, because I feel like Batman did a lot of really good things.
Uh-huh.
It was a very solid game. But I mean, as far as Spider-Man games go, this is pretty good.
That's not saying much, man.
I know it is not saying much, but I mean, there aren't really a lot of good Spider-Man
Web
games.
Web of Shadows.
Dude, Spider-Man for the
linear,
PS2.
Not a linear one.
I didn't really
the very
care
first
about
open world Spider-Man game was
I like
awesome.
Spider-Man 2, yeah. Spider-Man 1. Jumping around, slinging webs, moving really fast. I like that.
Spider-Man 1 and 2 were good. Spider-Man 3, not so much. Web of Shadows.
Ooh.
I don't know. I didn't really care for that either, but...
Nope.
I don't know. I like how it's just...
Spider-Man that was all cel-shaded?
Ultimate Spider-Man. I never played that, but everyone says that one was really good too.
It was just like the other ones. They used the same formula for Spider-Man 2 and 3. Put the other shade over the game.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't played it, but it seems like there's not a good video game fit for Spider-Man because I don't... Like, what kind of game would Spider-Man fit into? Character action, which is beating dudes up nonstop?
Yeah.
Batman works in the Batman game because I like the detective work. I like the Metroidvania feel out of backtracking and being stuck. And the combat was awesome, where you're, like, doing this, you know, free-flowing sort of judo stuff.
Judo stuff is judo always stuff, good.
Karate.
Judo chop.
But I don't know. Spider-Man, the Shadow Dimension.
Meh.
I mean, from what you're telling me, it sounds like a very average game that's only made better because you like Spider-Man and funny dialogue.
That's true. It's true. I mean, it's a very playable game, and it's not broken, so...
Playable.
It's a bad week for games.
It is, kind of. But,
What else you got besides Spider-Man?
I think that's it.
Yeah,
nope, that's it.
Excuse me.
Really slow. It's going to pick up in the next couple months, though.
That's for sure.
Oh, there's the countdown on Xbox Live. Right when you like log in, there's a big thing. It says days, hours, minutes, seconds until Halo Reach. I think it's just right in front of you.
Hype machine away.
Yep.
Wrap this section up here. I've been playing a few games as well. I played Altitude on Steam on its free-to-play weekend.
Yeah.
It is an airplane-y plane game.
Did you get high?
Left, right,
yeah, dude, up. So high. Doing loops in the sky.
Yeah.
No, it's a... What kind of game is that like?
Fox.
No, it's not. It's like a cartoony 2D, just like
Star Fox.
Class-based airplane game, 2D.
2D?
2D.
Like
it's 2D.
Side-scroller?
Kind of. I mean, it's on a flat plane, like 2D, like with you know, more than one, less than 3Ds.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all like team based. So you're team based fighting dudes, deathmatch, team deathmatch, playing as a plane. You know, you're stalling and afterburners and guns and stuff like that. It's all really cool. And it has the like Call of Duty level up system where the more you play, you unlock different planes and you unlock perks for your planes, and it's just pretty sweet. And for you know. If you're gonna buy it, it's $10 now. Pretty good game for $10. Yeah, that's pretty good. Altitude, yeah. Don't give me that altitude.
Fine.
I don't have any altitude. What are you talking about?
Besides that, I also purchased Sam & Max season 3 on Steam. What is it called? I forget what the season is called.
Dude, I don't know. Something about space creatures.
Well, I played the first chapter, the first episode of Sam & Max 3. It was The Penal Zone. The Penal Zone, yeah. Get it?
Yeah. Ha!
Penal Zone. Yeah, awesome adventure game. One of the more funny games I've played in a long time. It is very good, and it is an adventure game, and it is challenging enough to be challenging, but not enough to be like, all right, I just quit on this stupid adventure game. So I'm tired of it, but... It's a game that rests solely upon its dialogue and problem solving, and it definitely delivers on both of them, and I'm excited to play the next episode of it, The Tomb of Sammumach. Yeah.
Will there be a penal zone in that one?
There will probably be mention of the penal zone.
Yeah.
Probably talk about the penal zone.
Isn't there a penal zone in Spider-Man?
Probably.
There should be. There's people's eye.
The people's eye?
People's.
But is that like the people's elbow?
Is that like the people's champ?
No. Oh. No. It's a police force, I guess. I don't know. I'm just playing the game. Not living it.
Now that I think about it, I guess I haven't played too much else. Just going back and replaying some old, you know, some K-Zero and Tales of Vesperia. And thought there was something else. Working my way through Mario World.
Yeah.
Almost done with that. One? Super Mario World.
Duh. Why did I even ask?
Super, one. You know, not regular Mario World.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost done with it.
Did you use Star Road or...
I did it the Star Road way almost immediately, and then I've been going through it for a full clear of Super Mario World, like everything.
Going for the 100, huh?
I don't think I've ever done it this way, ever. Like going through all the castles and all the Koopa cousins.
Double level beats.
Yeah. Yeah, double level beats. Special zone. I got through Gnarly and I'm stuck on Tubular. You not know what special zone is?
I am trying to remember.
On Star Road, the last level of Star Road, you can take, if you beat it the secret way, you can take to the special zone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah. It has all those levels that have names like Tubular and Gnarly.
Yeah, yeah.
Bodacious.
There's a level called Bodacious, I'm pretty certain. Mm. Yeah. So, haven't been playing much. Besides,
you should check that game out if you haven't played it yet. Super Mario World.
Super Mario World on store shelves now. Hopefully.
Doubtful.
Yep. So that's about it.
That's all you got.
That's all I got. That's it. I swear there's something else, but I think that's it. Sam and Max, Altitude, and I'll probably go by Lara Croft, Temple of the Guardian of the Doom of the Light.
Temple of the Guardian of the Doom of the Light, yes.
Yeah, that's a game.
Yep, probably be getting that at some point.
It's a good game.
Word.
I liked it.
Did you play
it? Yeah, Temple of the Guardian of the Doom of the Light.
No, it's Temple of the Light of the Guardian of the Doom.
Wow.
I think, no.
It's Guardian.
No.
Guardian.
Light was last.
Temple, Lara Croft and the Guardian of the Temple of the Light. Doom. Of the Doom? Of the Doom of the Light?
Of the Doom, the Light Doom.
All right. Oh, okay. I like my Doom heavy. all right.
I like a little extra Doom myself.
Take a break, come back, do news, releases.
I'll be back this time.
Baby. All right. Back. Hope. Bossbro Radio, back. Bossbro Radio,
back. We're back.
Bossbro Radio, back. We're back. We're back, and we're back to talk about news. Because news is happening. Because this week is PAX. Well, it was PAX last week. And I think the biggest thing came out of PAX is a little game. It goes by the name of Duke Nukem Forever.
What?
Re-announced.
Oh, for how many-th time?
Yeah, no. But Gearbox is taking care of it. Going to be finishing it up.
Taking care of it.
Yeah.
Not in the way that it should be taken care of.
Yeah.
Like an old lame dog.
Yeah. It's going to be made. I've seen pictures, watched some video. Read about it. Looks all right. Looks stupid, like a big, dumb Duke Nukem game.
Yeah.
So
I'm putting money on it. It won't come out.
Really?
Yep.
I can only hope so. But
right.
I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. Gearbox has done good work with Borderlands. So, So here that Randy Pitchford, head of Gearbox, hired on a bunch of the 3D Realms guys who used to be working on Duke Nukem so they can finish Duke Nukem. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not too much to talk about that since we don't really have much information about it. So,
Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Other news. Talked about Telltale's weird little teaser thing last week that was going to get announced at PAX. Turns out their mystery team-up product thing with Valve is going to be Poker Night at the Inventory. A poker game where you play poker.
It looks good.
One of those games you could play.
Yeah.
In a game.
Yeah. It's poker. I don't know. You've played poker. It's poker.
I feel like it's going to be kind of like with Red Dead Redemption, the poker that you would play there, but more hilarity will ensue because of...
Well, it's like poker, so...
Right.
It's going to have poker.
Right.
Is there going to be chips? Right.
There will be chips, but they build as more than just an average poker game, because you've got the characters of the heavy, you know, Sam, or Max from Sam and Max, and Tycho, and
Strong
Battery. So everybody's going to have like unique tells and arguments and funny little character quirky things.
And cards, huh?
And cards and pokers, yep.
And is it one style of poker?
I don't know, dude. It's got poker. That's all I got.
I'm hoping for Omaha.
Omaha?
Omaha, no limit.
5-card stud.
Yep.
Yeah. John, you posted some new pictures from Arkham City, Batman.
Yep.
That's game looks on pretty. Our website. Yeah, it does look really good. Like, yeah. Some of the things in those pictures look awesome. Catwoman looks crazy good.
Yeah.
Two-Face looks pretty rad.
The Riddler in it again?
I don't know if the Riddler's in it.
I would be fine with if they kept him in the same capacity that they had him in the last one, where it's just like he had these riddles for each stage. And
yeah.
You could figure him out for bonus stuff.
So Borderlands, right, is getting another DLC called Claptrap's New Robot Revolution.
This guy's excited.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to increase the level cap.
What? You get new skills, though. 10 new skills.
But there will be a free Borderlands patch that will increase the level cap to 69. Yeah.
So you can level up to 69 without even downloading the DLC?
I assume that's how it goes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yep.
So we go from 50 to 61, and then 61 to 69.
Pardon me. Reading this information here, you have to actually own all the DLC, all the purchasable DLC to get the free level cap DLC.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Because didn't one of the level increases come on one of the
DLCs?
Yeah, the Secret Army of General Knox.
So that would make sense then, right?
Yeah, it'd be weird. Just like, all right, now everybody can go up to that high level.
Yeah, yeah. Even if you don't have the
before 70.
That would make sense.
Go from 50 to 62.
Yep.
That'd be a pretty powerful jump.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you like Final Fantasy?
Sort of.
And Japanese RPGs.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a game called Dissidia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So 1UP broke this information. I'm sorry. 1UP didn't. 1UP broke other Final Fantasy related information. This is been announced in Shonen Jump, Japanese magazine. Dissidia 2. Guess the name. Just guess it. Just one
more
guess.
More Dissidia.
Nope.
Well, if it's not going to be called Air Guys, then I don't want to play it.
It's called Duo Decium. Dissidia Duo Decium. Duodecim.
So triple D's?
Duo Decium. Yep. Trip D. Dissidia Duodenum. I've got... If Dissidia did not sound disgusting enough, like some sort of weird infection, now it's... It's an advanced case of Dissidia Duodecium. Been diagnosed. You only have 1 week to live.
Right.
It's also coming out on the PSP again, and it's going to be in the spring in Japan.
Whatever. I'm not going to say anything.
It's going to have lightning in it.
Oh.
And Kane.
And no snow.
Lightning and Kane, but no Lynch.
No, it's a different Kane. It's K-A-I-N, actually. Different Kane.
Kane from... Four.
Yeah, from 4. Yeah. The Dragoon. Yeah.
Not to do the jumps from people.
Not Mullet Kane, no. Nope. No K-N-E. K-A-N-E. Actually, yeah. So, yep. New Dissidia game. Duodecium. Dissidia Duodecium. Such a great name. Well done, Square.
Wow. Yeah.
You truly live in your own world.
Just making up words now. They're real things.
The other Final Fantasy news, this is the one that was broken by 1UP, is that Final Fantasy 13 was supposed to have DLC.
Yeah.
But it doesn't anymore.
Whoa.
It was designed to have DLC in place.
Who wouldn't have bought it?
And yep. Cool. And that DLC is now not gonna happen.
Any information on what that DLC was supposed to accomplish?
Nope.
Okay.
More paradigm shifts.
Well, I mean.
Well, in where the news came out of is like they're gonna release the well, first of all, Final Fantasy 13 is finally coming out to Xbox in Japan.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Oh.
Getting around to it.
As we said,
sell about what 50 more copies?
No, it's 15. 15. Yeah. But that then there's some like advanced European Union edition. I don't know, like whatever they call it, All Star. I don't freaking know the term for it.
Final Fantasy All Stars.
Final Fantasy 13 All Stars. Duodenum.
Trip D.
Triple D Deluxe. Geodesic Drift. There's supposed to be an advance, like the European copy that comes out later, is supposed to have all this stuff incorporated in it, and it was supposed to have DLC that you don't have to buy, but just part of it, you get it.
Right.
So, but it's not right, in it, now so it's you not don't get happen. It. Yeah, so because... no DLC.
But no word about 13 Verses.
No word about 13 Verses.
I just give up.
I don't think I would have even bought that DLC if it was free.
Yep.
If it was an automatic update, I don't think I still would buy that.
Oh. Huh. Yeah, I guess it would depend on what would be included in said DLC. I don't know how that game could really benefit from DLC.
Maybe if the DLC was play Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
You know, you can get that. It's like $15.
Yeah.
It's only for PlayStation, though.
Yeah.
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 I'm holding out for the Xbox.
I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, we alluded to this earlier. Transformers, War for Cybertron, downloadable content pack.
Yep. What's going to be included?
Five maps.
Five maps.
Zeta Prime and out.
Slapshot. Side wipe.
No,
side swipe.
Like Zeta Prime and like something out. Out or out something.
So two skins only?
Two character skins, new maps, and the maps, there's going to be escalation maps for both, two new escalation maps, one Autobot, one Decepticon, three multiplayer maps, and then the new characters, Zeta Prime and Dead End.
Ah, there it is, Dead End.
Yeah. Yup.
I feel like that's not enough.
$10?
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't think that's enough.
Hey, it's a lot better than what Call of Duty was touting to you. $15. We'll give you some rehashed stuff and some kind of cool new stuff.
Yep.
Xbox is going to have a special edition 360 250 gig with Kinect.
Ah!
Comes with the Kinect.
$400?
Almost, I think, actually. Yep, $399. Comes with Kinect Sensor, Kinect Adventures, the Slim console. Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah. $400. That's
reasonable.
$400.
Pretty good price.
Very good price.
$300 for the Xbox Slim.
Kinect in a game.
Kinect is $150 plus. Do you know if Kinect's going to come with the game?
Yeah.
It will.
Kinect Adventures, yeah. Yeah.
Still not sold on it yet. I want it, but I feel like it's going to be wasted.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
I feel like it's going to be the Wii, where it was awesome for about a week.
Oh, I have no intentions of using that thing as they intend for me to use that.
Yep.
I'm going to use that the wrong way.
Hot. Yeah. Speaking of...
Speaking of using
the Kinect in the wrong way, one of your coworkers had an opportunity to play with the Kinect, right, John?
Yeah.
And the Move?
Yeah, the Move and the Kinect. Her feelings basically just solidified what I had been saying, you know, since they announced these things. She says that the Kinect is really cool to use just because, I mean, you don't have anything to, like, push buttons or interact with. It's just all you doing everything. But she said that it is a little laggy. You'll move and it follows you, not like you guys are moving in unison like a mirror or something. But she said that she was a lot more impressed with the PlayStation Move because... with like every little thing you were doing was happening, no matter how small or how big, you were getting those motions perfectly in there. She just didn't like the fact that you had to have this controller, but I feel like, you know, if that's going to be your complaint, then don't play motion controlled games.
Yeah.
Play the Kinect.
Or, well, I mean.
Yeah, anyway. Sweet. Well, coming out soon, so.
Yeah.
Excellent. Here that's
two,
it for news.
Yeah, here in 2 weeks, like two episodes from now, well, I'm probably talking a lot about Move stuff.
So. I have a little news.
What do you got?
Anyone saw the Call of Duty Black Ops trailer on Xbox Live right now? It's amazing. Like, they have, they're going into so much detail for character customization now. You get to make your clan tag and clan, like, symbol and put it on your gun.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, do I see it on my gun?
Yeah, and people can pick it up
like
and
look at it. Like a scope tat?
Like, it'll be a tattoo somewhere on the gun, and you can, different character, you can create your own camo, different, like... Like, they're just going off the walls with character customization.
Can I just put a big pot leaf on my gun?
What about, sure, what about actual character customization?
Yes.
Can I get a sweet hat and visor?
Yes, you can.
Sweet.
If I wear a sweet hat and visor, will I see the brim and...
I think
so. ...obscure my vision?
I think so.
If I make him wear glasses, do I have to see through glasses?
If I wear if I wear sunglasses and then a welding
helmet. You have to unlock those.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
But now there's even more further customization with like the perks, because you get the perk and then you can unlock side perks to that perk, I believe.
What? Perks on
perks of perks?
Perks on top of perks.
Oh, God.
So rich, even my perks got perks.
And then there's this new game mode. I forget what it's called, but it's everybody versus everybody. And you all start out with
death
the same
match.
Weapon. Death it's no.
Oh, but, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
You have to kill... someone with 30 different guns. Like, you kill someone, then you go pick up their gun, and then you shoot someone else and go pick up their gun, and you have to kill someone, or the first one to 30 different weapon kills.
Well,
is the winner.
And then there was another one that somebody was telling me about where everybody gets a pistol with one bullet, everybody gets a hatchet, and everybody gets a ballistics knife, and depending on how, like, and it's all hardcore set, so you get like everything's one shot, one kill.
One hatchet, one kill.
Everybody has one bullet, but the bullet you're allowed to pick, like you can pick it up from an enemy.
That's stupid.
But if you miss, you're out of bullet. That's
and then you dumb. Have to wait for a hatchet
right.
kill.
And it's like you get points if you kill people with the bullet. You get I don't think you get any points for killing people with a knife. But if you kill somebody with a hatchet, it removes that person's points.
Is it a throwing hatchet?
Yeah, like tomahawk.
Oh. Oh, it's not just a knife. It's an actual,
like tomahawk.
Throwable hatchet.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And there's also some wrist weapon I saw in the preview.
Dude, tell me it's laser watch.
It is almost like a laser watch, except it's like he held up both wrists and then he pushed a button on one of them and like a needle popped out of his wrist and it was like a one-shot kill thing.
Okay. Huh. So it's almost like laser watch.
Yeah.
So it's like the ballistics knife, but not as cool.
Yeah. It's like crazy ass Russian, like James Bond, like
yeah, something like that. It looks pretty weird. Sweet. I got pumped up to play.
I think it'd be even cooler. It was like garrote wire in the.
That would be pretty bad.
You just pull that out and kill a dude with it.
Yoke up, dude.
Yup.
Piano yep. string.
Yep. Just.
Yeah.
Get them down there.
No, but. Just all the character customization.
That's,
like, looks pretty sweet.
It's really cool.
The guy said something like...
You can't do that in Modern Warfare.
No. Well, you get to put like different attachments like a scope or a silencer or extra bullets, but only one. They're going to the extent of if you like a triangle sight, you can have a triangle sight. Or if you like a circle instead of a triangle. Or if you like...
ridiculous.
Yeah. Just...
Can you change the color of your tracer rounds?
Yes, I think you can.
Dude, that would be sweet.
Can you change the color of the scope lens?
Yes, in fact. Oh, or you can take away the scope completely.
Do I really need
that? Why would I do that?
You can. It's just there.
I have a scope on here, but I don't have any lenses in it.
I just carry the scope around with me.
Yeah, just
it's my secondary weapon.
Just see people with it.
Yeah, with the scope perk.
I see you.
Yeah, it's my spyglass perk.
Mm-hmm. Yup.
Let's talk about what's coming out here, fellas. For the week of September 7th, we've got a handful of games that nobody really will be interested in. We've got Dragon Age Origins, Dragon Age Origins Witch Hunt DLC.
Oh, okay.
How much is that one?
Probably 10 bucks.
I don't know, dude.
10, 15 bucks.
Ask me anything about Dragon's Origin. Witch Hunt.
How much will it be?
$7.99.
Oh. Is that Xbox points?
Can you use your created character?
$7.99, no units. $7.99.
Undistinguishable amount.
$7.99 of something.
Of something.
Send them 799 macaroni elbow pieces.
Yep.
Whole or halved?
Hey, well, they have to be whole. Or.
Split laterally.
You could do 799 half macaroni pieces.
Yep.
799 grains of sand.
Uh-huh.
But count it has to be 799. If it's right. One more or one less, you're not getting it.
They ain't
going to get you no refund on your sand.
Yeah. If it spills out in the mail, well, it's your own fault for trusting this postal service.
799 duodecians.
Wow.
We've got Ruse coming out for Xbox 360.
Ruse? I'm aroused.
Yeah. It's PS3 and PC. I thought this already came out.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I thought it came out for PC already.
No.
Okay.
It's been coming out for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want to play it, but I really don't. It works with the Move, so that's kind of interesting.
I've got Kung Fu Rider for PS3.
Ooh.
iPet for PS3.
Yeah.
Start the Party for PS3.
That's all. That's all coming out this
week. Yeah, that's what the internet says.
When does the Move come out?
It seems like these
Move
are
comes out.
Move games.
They're though. All Move games, and the Move doesn't come out for another week.
Yeah, this must be
when
faulty.
When does Kinect come out?
Kinect comes out November 4th.
November 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hawks 2. This is already... Yeah, Hawks 2,
no,
Xbox
Hawks
360,
2.
And PS3.
Hawks 2 is right.
We've got the Sims 3 expansion called Fast Lane Stuff.
Yep.
Fast Lane Stuff.
Fast Lane Stuff.
Cars and things.
Dawn of Heroes for DS.
Mm-hmm.
NHL 11 for PS3 and 360.
Yep.
Kingdom Hearts Death by Duodecium. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. For PSP. NHL Slapshot for Wii.
It's got Wayne Gretzky in it.
And a little game John is familiar with called Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions for 360, Wii, PS3, Nintendo DS. And then we've got UFC Undisputed 2010 for PSP.
Yeah!
Man, this is quite the extensive list here. Batman, The Brave and the Bold.
I do.
For
that
Wii
fun.
And DS.
A little bit want to play that.
We've got Ion, Assault on some unpronounceable word. Balaure?
Isium?
Balaure? Isium? Paramecium? Amnesia, The Dark Descent. Plants vs. Zombies for Xbox 360.
I saw someone playing that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was how this one. Huh.
Yeah, that's today.
Now.
Today.
Interesting.
Brunswick Cosmic Bowling for Wii. Dance, it's your stage.
Hey, That's it
for games.
That's all you got.
That's it. However, we can get into some more detail here about some of these games. PlayStation. Ox Bruise, NHL 11, PlayStation Network is getting Terror Rover.
Is that like a tank game?
Icy or 2D art, Icy Vistas, Conglata, three local, doesn't say it's a tank game.
Hmm.
Sounds awesome though.
Sounds like a dog game.
Terror Rover, set all your greens over.
Yeah.
Rough.
Woof, woof.
What else is coming out on PlayStation this week? PlayStation Plus, what do you get free this week? Warhawks Trial, Ghost of
Sparta
PSP demo.
Nice.
Early. That's pretty much it. What else is coming out for PlayStation? We've got Terror Rover demo.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're really interested in that.
Maybe I'll go check that out.
We'll
find out if it's tanks or dogs.
Sengoku Basara, Samurai Heroes demo. Basara is in all capitals, so maybe it's Sengoku Basara.
That's the demo?
Dragon Ball Z.
No,
is that the stylish war game?
Definitely. It is in that
Devil May Cry.
No,
Dynasty Warriors.
Dynasty Warriors.
Well, it's made by the same people that did
Devil May Cry 4.
99 Nights.
Well, it's the producer behind Devil May Cry.
Right, right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Kohiro Yuki Kobayashi. Hiroyuki Kobayashi.
ECM?
No ECM. Hiroyuki Kobayashi. Dude, I don't know. There's a demo, if you care. There's a Quantum Theory demo.
Oh, I kind of want to maybe try that.
We've got Legend of the Guardians.
Owls
the Owls of Gahuli. Gahul demo.
Temple of the Doom of the Light.
That is an amazing name. Legend of the Guardians.
It's that owl movie.
I'm saying still, I'm just... like, Legend of the Guardians is a great, great non-descriptive
right.
title.
It's about, it's a legend about the Guardians. You know that one.
Hey, you guys asked about, so I got, you know, Witch Hunt for Dragon Age Origins, Witch Hunt.
Witch Hunt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some witches?
Yeah. It's going to be $6.99.
Is it?
American.
Whoa, nice.
Well, how many points is that? That's like...
500 points.
Well,
680
it's going to be
points?
$6.99 American because PlayStation isn't crazy making you buy a ridiculous amount of points.
Having a middleman in there to...
Yeah.
Is it only for PlayStation?
It'll probably have... I mean, if it's $6.99 for PlayStation...
No, it's good. Xbox as well. But right. I don't know the
price. It'll probably be...
It'll be transfer that into space bucks.
It'll be like 500 points or something.
620 space bucks.
Something preposterous.
Yep. So that's pretty much it. There's no old retro game this week, it looks like. It's kind of a bummer. Thank you.
Shank 2?
Shank 2. Double Shank. Shunk.
Shanked again.
So, hey, this brings us to Nintendo section. What's coming out? Labor Day. Spend Labor Day with Peculiar Cowboys, Dead Samurai, and Feathered Friends is what Nintendo wants you to do. For WiiWare, we've got Fenimore, Fillmore, the Westerner.
Huh?
Any interest in knowing more about this?
Very confusing.
Proceed.
Fenimore, Fillmore, the Westerner. Welcome to the West. Come and see the fastest cowboy in action.
That's the prequel to Red Dead Redemption, I hear.
Yeah.
Yep.
The prequel to Red Dead Redemption, not just Red Dead Revolver.
Mm-hmm.
It's Red Dead.
It
bridges the gap.
Two. It's
okay.
In those two.
It ties them together. It's when
it's like K-Zero.
Yeah. It's yep. It would have. It was. It's how the one character in the first game becomes the character in the second game.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. He goes to Las Vegas.
Exactly.
Cattle ranchers, more money, power, cowboy,
stuff and things.
Sinister cattle rancher. Yeah. Virtual console. Samurai Showdown 2. Fighting game released in 1995. It was the sequel to Samurai Showdown. This is Samurai Showdown 3, the sequel to Samurai Showdown 2.
I see.
Yeah.
Before the 4th.
Yep. Defeat Zankuro, Minazuki. Yep. Anyway, moving on. DSiWare, simply Mahjong.
Okay.
It's just Mahjong.
Okay. It's not ridiculous Mahjong.
It's just Mahjong.
Simple.
It's Mahjong. Only
Mahjong.
500 puzzles, simply Mahjong.
Okay.
There's only 500.
Here, this sounds a little better. My Exotic Farm.
Yeah.
My Exotic Farm is an exotic farm simulation game. In the beginning, all you own is an empty field, a few pennies, and a single parrot. If you feed and take care of it, the parrot will make feathers that can be sold. What the heck? The parrot will make feathers that can be sold?
You rip feathers off of your parrot and you sell them.
Oh.
Why don't you just
parrots
sell the
parrot? Parrots don't make feathers?
Why don't you just sell the parrot?
Yeah, or you could just sell the parrot.
I thought if you like pulled the feathers off birds, they like were
worthless. They get pissed.
Yeah, like you can't. They don't. fly anymore.
Right.
Well, they grow new ones.
Yeah. I didn't think they did. I thought when you like extracted certain feathers from birds that they just didn't come back.
Well, I don't know. There's clipping.
You can, you gotta.
You can cut
wings.
You
but I don't want feathers. But no, I don't want no clipped feather. I want the full feather.
Okay, this is irrelevant here. Is
I think clipping is just a little less painful for them.
I've got a dream catcher that will not do its job if it doesn't have unclipped feathers. It needs the whole feather.
So with your feather money, plants and start to grow some.
You know, for hemp, dude. You can trade your parrot feathers for hemp.
That sounds really exotic to me.
With this money, you can buy new animals at the farmer's market,
such as,
and purchase equipment from the shopkeeper. Little by little, as your farm builds up, you will unlock bonuses, including a well, a bright green macaw, a guard dog, and a 4x4.
That sounds exotic, like, all right?
This sounds 4x4.
It just sounds like so horrible.
Like, give those things to a real person and see if they could like do anything with that.
This game is just like Craigslist free trading.
Right. That's what that is.
Wait, a 4x4 though. That's just doesn't seem.
How would it, man?
Like all of these things, like on their own are fine, but together it's like why. Why are they?
Wow,
why are
that's
like,
exotic.
Why are these
so you remember
here?
Last week when we talked about music on piano something?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hold on to your socks.
Hold on.
Because they're about to be blown off. Because we've got music on acoustic guitar.
Oh, man.
It's like having an acoustic guitar in your pocket.
Play
your favorite songs easily with predefined chord options and enjoy the high sound quality.
So who am I? Who am I mimicking this time
around? Ooh, you get,
Lenny Kravitz.
Five distinct styles will accompany you to set the mood. Pop rock, soft rock, country, ballad, and blues.
Where's the,
No pop. No metal.
No. No.
No techno?
Other features include a palm mute function, a metronome, and the ability to save up to 10 sessions.
Oh,
10 sessions.
Oh, golly.
I must have missed last week. What is this?
Dude, I don't even want to know.
Ridiculous is what it
is. Yeah, so, that is Nintendo's plethora of junk.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
And that's it for releases. And we didn't get any emails.
Damn it.
Yep.
Damn
so
it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for emailing bbr@bossbarrel.com. Email us your questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about. We'll talk about it. We'll read them. Anything you think is interesting.
Did we pose a question last week?
I don't think we posed a question last week. I don't remember.
I think we
just talked about stuff.
Yeah.
We answered our question. So if you want to answer what game are you most excited for the rest of this year?
Most excited for this year?
Yeah.
Gotta be Call of Duty Black Ops.
Black Ops?
Yep.
Does it have
Black,
to be?
It pretty much does.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've spent probably over 500 hours playing Modern Warfare, so I'm thinking an upgrade to a new Call of Duty game's in line. But
that's fair.
I mean, yeah, and after seeing that preview, it made me want to go play Call of Duty again. Which I haven't done for a long time.
Oh, man.
Call of Duty.
Just
Modern
when you think
Warfare.
You're done.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to play back Black Ops, but unfortunately, my disc has not arrived in the mail yet.
Oh.
So.
You should send them $7.99.
I will.
send Activision and Treyarch $7.99.
I'm going to send them $799. 799s.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Toes. Just the pinky toe, though.
Just the pinky toe. It's the sweetest of all toes.
Right.
I thought it was the most sour toe.
I know.
It is the sweetest.
Yeah. You know, it's all the sugar gets like stored and refined back into the toe.
Just the pinky toe.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's how the duodecium processes sugar as it goes straight to the pinky toe.
Oh man,
the duodecium is the single-celled organism that you can find
in the Dissidia.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Dissidiaverse.
That's right.
Man, it's so ridiculous.
So yeah, we got no emails. We got no emails.
We ain't got no email, mate.
We got no emails. But if you would like to change that, you could do that by sending us an email to bbr@bossbarrelradio.com. Check out the website bossbarrel.com because it has news and videos, and you can listen to this there. I don't even know, blowing my mind right now by saying that. In the near future, we will be getting this up on iTunes, so you won't have to be tied to your computer to listen to this. More information coming as that happens. I guess thanks for listening. Tune in next week, Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday, every Wednesday, Wednesday night. Wednesday.
That's
Wednesday.
After Tuesday, before Thursday.
Wednesday is Boss Barrel Radio night.
Yeah, that's what we're making it now.
$799.
Yeah.
$7.99
Wednesday night.
Wait, stick with us that long until we get to episode 700.
This is episode 007. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it up like that.
007.
Too. I'm posting it up there like that.
Watch
too.
Gun.
Not just episode 7. 007.
Golden episode.
Golden episode. Slappers only this episode.
Oh man.
All right. See ya.
Goodbye.